I've known John Marceline the better part of my life. I can recall us being around 4 or 5 years old, living across the street from one another over the summers, and setting up BMX bikes and making tracks on the street. A little white kid with dusty blonde hair and socks that went all the way up to his nuts. I can't really explain it. He's always been a pretty cool kid to me. When we were younger, we would do everything together. You know, we'd ride up and down the strips together. We would, you know, hang out together. We'd spend countless hours at one another's house over and over, arguing over baseball and video games. John didn't have as many games as I did, and I didn't know nearly as much about baseball as he did. So that was our segue. That's how we became friends. And I always thought it was kind of weird because when I would see him in the summertime, that's when I had my white friend. But when I would see John, I wouldn't see a white guy. Later on in life, I would just see a friend. And that's what he's always been to me. Somebody that I can confide in, somebody that I care about deeply. The man is my brother. He's always been that. He will always continue to be that. And so much so that our respective families, when we would visit each other, you know, would say, oh, I'm going to go visit my my mom or, you know, my aunt or something. And that could have been he or I speaking about, you know, our mothers or, you know, our aunties and things like that, because he was adopted into my household as such. He was a nephew. He was a son. And to me, he's still one of my very best friends. To this day, if you would ask me about John Marceline and how I feel about him, I would tell you that if you need somebody to be honest with you, that's the man that you go to. If you need somebody to support you, that's the man that you go to. If you need to get a different spin on something, a different take on it, and argue with somebody about having absolutely no rhythm and not fearing being the only white man in a room full of black people, that's the guy you go to. And he's not and never has been anybody that feels out of place, even when he looks out of place. He just knows how to be comfortable in his own skin, even if you might see some on him that might read different. John Marceline is my friend. He's my brother, and he's a man that I will hold near and dear to my heart for the rest of my days. He's also the father of my newest niece or nephew, whichever shows up first. And that's a gift that I can't help but thank him for every day. So to John, I say, my friend, I love you. This one's for you, courtesy of the silent partner. And I hope you enjoy the show, man. Later.